I got an opening comment that I like to say. Whew. Okay. That was actually, Glenn did offer up a prayer, and I thanked him for that. And thanks to Brother Aaron for fixing this cord up here. It was having some issues. A couple of the pins were bent, and kind of like, you know, when you're working on a vehicle and you're putting it back together and you got a couple bolts laying there, you're like, well, hopefully these weren't necessary. And sure enough, it seems to be the case in this. And so I'm thankful for that because I was excited about this message that the Lord put on my heart and to be able to present it to you with pictures. I like pictures. I hope you guys like pictures as well. But again, thank you for having me this night. All those that are live streaming, welcome. And I really appreciate the time that the Lord gives us to be able to come and to be able to be in his house of worship and to be able to do those things that are necessary in our lives and to be able to spend time with one another and to be able to go through this journey in life together. We come here to be able to separate ourselves from the world, and in the world we know that there are a lot of obstacles, a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys that we can run into in our lives. So that's why it's the title of my sermon. And I wanted to bring guys all into this sermon that I have here and this message that the Lord put on my heart because of just where the Lord brings us in our lives. And we know that as we look at things and as we kind of take a couple steps back and, you know, even sometimes take pictures of those events that are important to us, that we find joy in them and that I hope all of us bring the Lord into that joy with us, to have him be a part of it and to share those experiences with us, to make sure that the things that we do, the places that we go, the journeys that we go on, the road that we take, that the Lord is there with us at all times. It's really important that we lift our voices to the Lord and seek him at all times for those things in which we stand in need of, especially the guidance in this day and age in which we live. And so that's why I wanted to bring a few thoughts tonight. I only have a few slides here. I have some notes, but more scriptures than slides. So why don't we go ahead and get started? And I wanted to start in Isaiah chapter 55. And I talk about this here. You can see, as I talk about this here, you can see this picture. This is a picture of Mount Wilson in Sedona, Arizona. It is a wonderful and beautiful place. And I'm going to come down here real quick because I just want to see. So this was the Friday of my wife and I's 16th anniversary, as I wanted to share with you a couple pictures from that, because as we were on this hike that we took up to the top of this Mount Wilson, this picture's a little bit blurry, but somewhere down in here is Migley Bridge, which is approximately 5 miles from the peak in which we were at. It was quite the journey that we took. It's a couple few valleys that we went through, a lot of peaks that we ascended up, and it was very challenging. It was a great experience. We like to put ourselves into these trials in our life, I guess you would say, these hikes that are challenging, and it was every bit of it. And I wanted to read this verse here because it says, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands." And, you know, this is the thought that was on my mind was that, you know, I rejoice in those things that the Lord continuously leads us on our path to. Those places that where we can go, the beauty of nature that he can take us to, but more importantly, our spiritual walk and the places that he takes us to through that journey as well. I praise the Lord for that. I thank him for that. You know, it's especially important to know that in this life and in our journey that the Lord is going to be there. The Lord is going to share with us those moments that are special. These are moments that I will never forget in my life. It was an exhilarating adventure. It was beautiful scenery. It was wonderful company. It was peaceful. It was joyous. Everything those that you could want from the Lord, those things that the Lord provides for you in your life, that time, those moments that we can draw close to each other, to the Lord, to look at the things and to ponder upon those things where life has taken us. And it's important that we do that, that we reflect on those things, and that we examine that path in which we have been walking, that we examine the future of our lives to look and see where we're going, to know that, you know, in life there is going to be mountains that we have to climb, high places that we have to go to, a struggle getting there. It could be difficult. It could be wearisome. But we know that with the Lord, He'll give us the strength to do that, to be able to accomplish those things. So that's why I am joyous, and that's why I rejoice in the Lord, because, you know, He continuously gives us the ability to do things that we never thought we were able to do. And so that was verse 12 in Isaiah 55. So I'm going back now, and I'm going to read verses 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I'm going to start in verses 6 and 7 here. And this is the key here. I found that in my life, that especially when we call upon the Lord, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." You know, a lot of times we think that we can go through life and manage things, the path of our own life, and how we want to deal with it and how we want to do it. But when we give ourselves over to the Lord, you know, it's really uncanny how He can make those paths right. A lot of times we make the wrong decisions, do the wrong things, get frustrated with the road that we're going down. We're getting tense. We're getting anxiety. We're getting those emotions that really, why am I here? Why is this happening? You know, when I relate it to this journey that we took, you know, my wife and I, it took 2 hours and 40 minutes to get to the top. It was about 2,650 feet elevation gain. Get to the top, you know, we have our lunch, have a nice time, relax. It was very cold, so we wanted to head back down. And towards the end of the trip, you know, or to the end of the trail, we're at a point to where we're watching our maps and making sure that we're going to be able to find the vehicle, because we couldn't park in the spot where it was designated as the trailhead, so we had to go up the road, past the bridge, hike over a mountain. But in doing so on the way back, we had to traverse back to the back along the side of the mountain to get to the car. And as we were doing so, you know, we're getting into all this thick patches of manzanita, and everything was happening. You know, we're tired, we're sweaty, we're hungry, we're beat down, we're done, we're ready to be done. And it's the hardest part of the trail is that last little bit, that final push to get to the vehicle so we can get our shoes off, get rested, get fresh water, get to the place that we're going to eat at and find some nourishment. And, you know, along that way, it was funny because I'm going by my watch, and my watch has a map on it, which, you know, it doesn't get down to the finite. I think I'm on the path, but I'm not actually. And I'm getting into all this brush, and I'm getting scratches, I'm getting cuts, I'm getting beat up by all these bushes. I'm finding myself going 10 feet, turning around, going 5 feet up, working my way over time after time again. It was starting to get very frustrating to me because there was no set path there for us to walk on. But, you know, patience, endure through this. It's going to be difficult, but nevertheless, we did do that, and we succeeded in getting back to the vehicle. And, you know, I look at that, and I look at the path of life, and how many times that we decide to go our own way and do our own thing, how that can lead to us being frustrated, how that can lead to us getting bumps and bruises. It could be difficult. We can actually get lost. It could be dangerous. We could get stranded. We could get injured. Sometimes people even do things, go out and adventure on their own, decide to take their own path, do their own thing, and get lost and get, you know, they lose their lives. And in our spiritual walk, how important is that? You know, that we stay on the path that the Lord prepared for us, that we walk that path, that sometimes, you know, we're going to need to backtrack. We're going to need to backtrack and find out where we left off and find the right way to go. The Lord will always lead us back to that. He will always abundantly pardon us for those things, those mistakes, those wrong paths in which we take. And, you know, I relate that to the pride of life. And what I see every once in a while on the news, all of us see it, is we can relate to hikers on Camelback Mountain. They decide to go off on their own path, right? And they take the trail, they go off the trail, and they get stuck on a ledge. And they're out there. They're out there for hours. They have to be rescued. And they decided to do that because they had in their own mind that, hey, I'm capable of doing this. I can do this. I can handle that. And they find themselves in a difficult place in life. And so can that be in our spiritual walk as well. You know, we could be out there. We could be walking a trail, going through this life in which we know as a struggle. It could be difficult. There's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of things that we could stumble on. But if we know that we have the Lord in our lives, even through those dark times, He's a light for us. He'll be able to show us where our feet need to be, where we need to place them, where we need to go, and how we need to get there. And it's a great reward when we apply ourselves in a way that the Lord desires, that we give ourselves over to Him, that we let Him lead our lives in doing so, that even on the path of life, you know, sometimes on this trail in which we were walking, it was really starting to get to me. You know, it was the first time that I really realized that I have age starting to catch up to me, and my knee was really starting to hurt on the way down. And I need to realize those things, that life is going to change. Life is going to start showing new difficulties for all of us as we grow, as we age, as we do things. We're going to encounter all kinds of new experiences in life, whether it's with a new job, whether it's coworkers that we struggle with. There's going to be difficulties. Those are the peaks and the valleys in our life. But always keep in mind that the Lord is there for you. If you call upon Him, He will be there. He will be near you to be able to help you through, to be able to guide you along your way. And, you know, one of the things I've been really trying to do is just trying to be more healthy. And part of that is coming to the realization of that I am going to start failing physically. Things are going to start breaking and falling apart. You know, I get up in the morning, and I'm sure many of us do, and bones are popping and cracking, and, you know, you just want to get to a hot shower so you can kind of feel good. And it's one of those things that I'm taking, and it's one of my personal goals to make sure that in life, as things happen, that physically I can manage. It's just one of those things I have. But I think it's more importantly for all of us spiritually that we think about those things. You know, life is going to have its challenges. In those valleys, are you going to be prepared to not be able to see the horizon? Are you going to be prepared to be able to walk through a valley when it's dark? Are you going to be there, and are you going to be calling on the Lord? Are you going to be there by yourself? Are you going to ask the Lord to be there with you, to help you through, to show you the path? And if you do, He will be there for you. And then He'll bring you out of those valleys. He'll bring you up the hill. He'll bring you to the peaks. He'll bring you into a place to where you look out and you look back and you see, you know, what a wonderful path that was. Yes, it was challenging. Yes, it beat me down. Yes, I had a hard time. But along the way, it was very rewarding. And the Lord rewarded me as I got to the place where I wanted to be. So with that, I wanted to read verses 8 and 9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And I think about that. You know, every time that we put our mind towards something, are we thinking about how the Lord is looking at us in His light? Are we thinking about those things that we should do? And are we making a decision for ourselves that is going to be pleasing unto the Lord? Are we thinking about going our own way and doing our own thing because we like the way that we go about doing things, even though it's not the right way sometimes, but it's just the way that I want it to be? We have to put those things aside. We have to look and see how the Lord wants us to do things, how the Lord wants us to treat each other, how the Lord wants us to walk in the path of life, and let Him guide and lead us. Sometimes we can't understand why we have those thoughts and the struggles that we have with inside of us. But know this, that the Lord knows your thoughts. He knows what you're going through. He's been through so much. You know, He gave His Son that gave His life for us. His Son has gone through so many trials and tribulations. He gave His life for each and every one of us. You know, there's always a reliance that we can a reliability that we can know, that we know we can have when we have the Lord in our life. No matter what the struggle is, He's always going to be there ready to catch us when we fall. We just have to rely on Him and call on Him, and He's going to know the way in which we should go. If we let Him guide us, He will. And so in Colossians chapter 2, it says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted, built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." It says here, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." And so I think about that, and I was kind of gathering my thoughts on that. And, you know, if we're complete in Him, you know, one of the things we have to have is Him in our lives. We have to be able to call upon Him and ask Him to be a part of our life. In our Sunday school this morning, you know, I was talking to the students in my class, all the young lady and these boys over here, and I was telling them about, you know, the scriptures in which we read and how they are the living Word of God. And I wanted to express that to them in a way that even though we're covering information that we've covered before in the past, every time you go back to the gospel and you read it, it can apply differently in your life. And I was thankful to hear our brother Glenn actually have that as part of his sermon, in the beginning part of his sermon today. And I thanked him for that as well, because when I was talking to my students in the class, I was telling them how Brother Bill used to say, as he would stand up here and preach, that he has this scripture and he's read it so many times over the years, and how it applied to him differently at the time he was preaching it. And that always stuck with me, because, you know, these words, the words of the gospel, how if we're rooted in and built up, they're built up in our lives, how they help us be able to establish the faith in that as we have been taught, you know, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, as we establish our walk in our path in life with the Lord, you know, He's going to help us be stronger. He's going to help us be able to make the appropriate decisions. He's going to apply His words to us in different ways all the time. It could be the same words over and over, but through our experiences, through those trials that we go through the good times, through the bad times, those words can change and have a different meaning to us as we go along. Those words are very important, those words of God, the words of life. So that those words bring nourishment in our life. You know, if we're rooted in the gospel, those are the words that bring the nourishment to us to help us be fruitful for Him. And it helps us not only in our spiritual life, but in our temporal life too. And I wanted to go to the next slide and show an example of that as I read verses 10 and 11 out of Isaiah 55. It says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You know, that word of God, it brings forth that life. It gives us that ability to be able to grow and to have that nourishment and to be able to flourish in this world in which we live. And I wanted these two pictures here. The first one is a picture of some silly guy taking a picture of some silly girl. But I wanted to take that picture because of the oak brush. So I was telling Alicia that, you know, this is a really cool part of the trail. It's really high up in elevation. There's snow there. The water here was the runoff from the snow. And, you know, I said it would be really neat to be able to come back here and come when it's lush and it's green. And we can walk through this and it'll be total, you know, like a canopy of foliage. Is that the word? Foliage? foliage. And I thought it'd be really neat. And it's just like that, you know. It would be a different experience in our life at a different time, but in the same exact place. And I thought that was really neat that, you know, the water that was running off from the snow, what it's going to do, how it's going to do it, how the Lord works in nature, but how also the Lord works in our lives. If we take ourselves to those places at different times, it's going to have a different effect on our senses, on our emotions, our feelings. It's going to have a different memory, but it's the same exact place. And just like the words that the Lord gives us in his gospel, you know, those words are going to have a different effect on us depending on where we're at in our lives and how we're applying it. And I like the fact that, you know, it brings forth the bud, that it may give seed unto the sower and bread to the eater. You know, these words, it brings life. It brings the ability to be able to grow, to have those things that are necessary for our spiritual walk, to be able to have the ability to help us understand, help us be able to be there in the moment, to know that the Lord is showing us something, and to have our eyes and our ears open to it, to be able to take it in, to smell it, to understand it, to live it, to breathe it. You know, those are the things that we do when we're passionate about something. You know, I was telling the kids, the young adults, not kids, the young adults in our class today that, you know, these words of life that the Lord gives us, you know, if we just read the gospel one time, call it good, been there, done that, you know, are we really taking that word of life seriously? Are we taking the gospel seriously? It's a matter of, I put it towards example of, you know, our sister Mary, she just got her nursing degree. She's a legal nurse now. And she has to learn all the time and continue. A lot of us do in all of our careers. We have to continuously learn to be able to keep up with things and to understand how business works and how to take care of people and how to understand what the goals are for the business in which we're in. And I was explaining to them that, you know, if Mary went to school and she got her degree and she just said, yep, I'm good, and left it at that, you know, it could cause a lot of issues in the path in which she's going as being a nurse. She has to stay on top of it. And Sister Amy probably knows, you know, those are the things you have to do. You have to understand that life is going to change. The Lord's going to be there with us during those changes. The Lord's going to give us the direction in which we need to go. And how that, when we do those things, it brings everything together. And it makes a difference in how we look at things when we seek the Lord, then we understand, and when we listen to the Lord and apply those words in our life all the time, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night, but all the time. We take a little bit of time out of our life to be able to understand what the Lord has in store for us and what he wants us to do. It brings us together as a group, as a church. It does. It helps us be tightly knitted together, as the scriptures tell us. It helps us be able to understand who we are, where we come from, the different backgrounds, but all in all the same. Just like this is Mount Wilson here. We're all going towards the same goal. To get to that peak was our goal. We accomplished it, but you know, we needed to understand that there's a path. There's a path that the Lord put there in our lives, and we're all going towards the same goal. And how beneficial each other can be for each other if we stay focused and we understand the words of the gospel and we continuously learn from them and take our walk in life and to be able to share that with others. And so I have an example of that. And I wanted to go to 1 Corinthians, and I got a few pictures up here. I really appreciated this day. This was a good day. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not vain in the Lord. And this isn't just physical labor that we're talking about here. You know, this was a day here. I tried to get the whole spectrum of what transpired. You know, we have the youngest, and we have the middle-aged, and we have some of the older people in the group. But all in all, we all worked together. We all had a part in this work party in which we did on that day. And in the end, you know, I got a picture from Alicia today of the finished product of that. And I really appreciate it. I really am thankful that we have a group of people that came together and worked together and had a goal in mind and accomplished it. I'm thankful that so many of the young guys showed up and took part in it. That was important to me. It's important to me that, you know, even these young ones here, Grace and Zane, were there. You know, Zane has a shovel in his hand. You know, we're trying to show the way the Lord treats us as his children, and he wants to show us the way. You know, some changes happened here at the church. I know that Brother Jose had his heart and his mind into it, and he wanted it to be a better place. And I think that with everybody's help, we did that, and we accomplished that. But the Lord wants us, his holy temple, to be a better place. But we have to let him be a part of that work. We have to let him be able to come in here inside of us and do his thing. Let him be able to take those things that we're struggling with and work with us to fix them. He'll give us the direction. He'll give us the guidance. You know, sometimes we'll fight against him, but if we give ourselves over to him, you know, as we have to strip ourselves of pride, as we have to humble ourselves, it could be difficult. It could be difficult to change who we are for the Lord. But nevertheless, if we do that, we have a reward in that. And the Lord gives us those blessings of life, that joy, that comfort, that peace, the rewards. Sometimes it's going to be spiritual, but also sometimes it's going to be something that we can actually look at on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis. I appreciate that. Every time I come to church now, I look over there, and it's a change for the better. Are we making those changes for the better, for the Lord? And I wanted to read in Titus chapter 2, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works." And I see here that in these pictures, you know, we have a lot of people here that are zealous of good works. You know, was it difficult? Yeah, it was. Did we work up a sweat? Yeah, we did. I got a couple blisters out of it. But never. It really made a difference in the way that I see things, and to be able to see the kids and how they're interacting with the adults and how the young men and the young women are interacting. We, as the body of Christ, we need to continue with that. We need to do things together as a group. We need to understand that we're all on this path together. Some of us, you know, might fall off the path, might be led astray. But the Lord calls his children back, constantly reaching out to them. And we need to be doing the same thing. We need to be praying for those people that are struggling. We need to be lifting them up. We need to be helping them out in their lives, in their spiritual walk, being a beacon for them. 3 Nephi, chapter 13. I really appreciated this picture. My wife said it would be a good one to be able to use, and I agree with her 100%. It says, "Therefore, nothing entereth into his rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood because of their faith, and the repentance of all their sins, and their faithfulness unto the end." Our brother spoke about that this morning. You know, that's the faith that we have. We have to continue with that faith. We have to be putting our faith to work every single day. "Now this is the commandment, repent all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which you have seen me do, that shall ye do also. For that which you have seen me do, even that shall you do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And I think about that, you know, how are we going to know those things that the Lord did without reading about them? You know, do I remember every single thing that the Lord did? No, I don't. But I go back to the scriptures and I read the scriptures and I see things that he's done that I'm, you know, that I may have forgotten about. He reminds us what we need to do. He has his words there to be able to give us the guidance. You know, it's there for us. It's there for us to be able to use and to put into work and to help us in our walk and to help us understand where we need to go and how we need to get there. And so this might be a pretty short sermon. Who's this guy up here? It says in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye that labor are in heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." It's a wonderful thing to be able to know that the Lord gives us the ability to overcome, to help us through good times, bad times, struggles, temptations. He gives us the ability to do that. We need to read about that. We need to learn about that. And we need to take these words that the Lord has given us in a serious fashion that it helps us in our life. I wanted to, real quick, bring something to mind here. And I look back in life, and this day that we had here, we accomplished one of our goals. And I won't forget about that. And I was thinking about some of the things in my life, and I don't know if people in Arizona have had, when they were growing up, track meets in elementary school. But when I grew up, I went into the closet and I dug these out. And I laugh at them. But has anybody ever gotten these here? These ribbons? Oh, you guys have. Okay, cool. Isn't that neat? I actually got a first place here. This is for me. I did this. I'm not boasting. I'm just being silly. But this is in 1983. I've held on to this for that long, since 1983. This is first place in the 50-yard dash. So in 1983, I was 11 years old. That was a long time ago. And I got second place in the long jump. I wrote this down on here. I jumped 12 feet that day. Yeah, it was pretty far. And third place in the 220-yard dash. I remember that. And I thought I was going to throw up when I got done with that race. I won't forget that day, you know, and it just holds a place in my heart. And there's a lot of things that all of us have experienced in our lives. But more importantly, and most importantly, those things in which you're experiencing since you came to the Lord, remember those things. Let those things be a part of you in your life, in your heart, that you will never forget. And these little ribbons are my little rewards that I got for that day. But so much more importantly, those rewards that we get from the Lord, that end goal, that final challenge, getting to the top, getting to the peak, the pinnacle, you know, that's what's important in your life and your spiritual walk, to be able to receive that crown of righteousness. And you never know, maybe with the crown of righteousness, you'll get a cool badge like this too. But I wanted to come tonight and to share this experience with you. It's been 16 years in my life that has been a blessing every step of the way. Did we go through peaks and valleys together? Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Is there going to be more in the future? There probably will be. That's the way life is. But the Lord will help us through each and every one of those steps. And may the Lord help each and every one of you through your steps in life. That is my wish. That is my hope. That is my desire, and if I can only say it enough, that, you know, work on your faith, examine those steps in which you're going to take, and make sure that you let the Lord in your life to be able to help you in that path. May God bless each and every one of you.